All right, so mandatory DNA tests. How do we feel about it? Are DNA tests scaring women? Listen to this.
The United States making DNA testing mandatory is stupid. I don't think that it's something that if you feel like you need a DNA test, go do that on your own time because you feel that way. I don't think every person, there's millions of people in the United States. Like, it doesn't make sense that people could be using that time to do other things. Like, you could be saving a life.
So instead of getting a DNA test, you could be using that time to do something else. And they're talk like, oh, it'll expose a woman's sexual history and things like that. But on the other side, if a woman thinks that you are the father, she can just file some paperwork and then force you to take a DNA test. So it's got to be fair. And I think it should be mandatory. 1-855-FU-BILLY. What's up, Aaron?
No, DNA testing should not be mandatory, nor would I ever allow anybody to test the DNA of my child. Oof, absolutely not.
Coming in hot.
What do you mean you wouldn't allow that?
I wouldn't allow that because, I mean, there is so many other things.
Okay, so you wouldn't allow it. So let's say you got a little wild on a week, you don't know who the father is, so then you wouldn't DNA test your kid to find out which one of the guys was the father if you were in that situation?
No, because I think the mother knows who the father of her child is, and there is no reason to do a DNA test. And that father, a father needs to show up. A father needs to show up and love that child. And whether, you know,
yeah,
I mean,
like the biological father.
You're right. The biological father does.
The biological father, but the father that raises that child is the father. That is the father. The one who shows up for that kid. And that is what's important, not the DNA.
That's a dude that has been lied to. The man that has raised the child thinking it was his child.
That is very few and far between.
Not these days.
Not these days.
And like you said, I don't think that's true at all.
30%.
At the end of the day, if the father is there to take care of that child and loves that child, that's his child. It doesn't matter. And it shouldn't be mandatory. I think that's crap. I think it's getting into the woman's sexual history. It's like accusing women before there's any reason to of cheating. And that is not okay. That's not okay. Like, to just assume that every woman is trying to, like, cuckold this guy and, like, make him raise a child that's not his?
Yeah, but it does happen.
No,
it's a 30. It's
way
I don't
too
know
much.
If 30% is an accurate number, but that's
absurd.
The number they throw out, that it's 30%. Some of these DNA
there
clinics
no
that,
way
do,
it is
that do the testing. Well,
there
the DNA
no
clinics
way.
That do the testing claim
no,
that
I
it's 30%.
It.
Well, because who are the people who are going to the DNA clinic? Right? The people who are actually cheating or are actually shady, right? But like, if you're actually, there's no reason for us to be like doing this and make the mother pay for the DNA testing or whatever. Like, there's a lot of other things we need to be taking care of in this country, and that is not one of them.
Okay.
Like, if a father shows up, the father shows up, and that is the dad. It does not matter.
Sky, how do you feel about these DNA tests mandatory?
Yeah, it needs to be mandatory because people get trapped so easily, and whoever that lady was needs to get some help because so many men in this country have been baby trapped, and some men spend prison time for a child that's not theirs.
Yeah, there was a story that we played some audio a while ago,
people
and it was
risking
yeah.
their
they
lives.
Would not spend prison time because then they would test for DNA.
No,
for,
this like, guy was in prison for 5 years, and they didn't
mandatory.
Test it until after.
Well, then that's a dumb lawyer. He had a dumb lawyer. Okay, that's
no, he
dumb
did
lawyer.
Have a
and
dumb lawyer.
And you just sound stupid. You just sound so stupid. DNA
well, you sound suspicious and like a woman hater. You sound like a woman hater right
suspicious.
Now.
I am married, and all my children have one father. So I'm not
most women say the
other
same.
Other women in this country have sex multiple times a day.
So you wouldn't be offended. You wouldn't be offended if a
you
doctor gave you that baby. You wouldn't be.
I mean,
have
he did make
Maury?
A pretty,
I
you
have
know,
seen Maury,
good,
and this is making
career off of this.
How many people yeah. have come on back to that show repeatedly saying
because
they don't
they
know
knew
who the
that there was something shady
because
going on.
Stupid.
That is not the normal American. That is not normal women.
It is now in this day and age. It is now.
I mean,
we are not
how
back
badly
in 1960.
Do you think about women? Is what I'm saying. Like this is like not okay to be thinking that
it
every
is
woman
okay.
is trying to pull
and
something over on a dude.
Not having it mandatory. And if you have a son and if they get baby trapped, watch, you're going to go the same way.
I have seen that, that women kind of change their tune about the mandatory testing for DNA once they have a son and they don't want their son in that position.
It should not be mandatory for every single baby born.
It needs to be mandatory for every baby born.
Oh, my God. No, it does not. It's a beautiful moment. You're having this baby and then the doctor's going to come over and be like, hey, by the way, I'm going to take some blood and I need your husband's blood to make sure that's his baby.
They take the blood anyways. They take the blood anyways for tests. So just do it when they take that blood.
Yeah.
There's yeah, no, simple. No
reason. And
yeah,
a dude will gladly
he jokes around. He's like, my husband joked around and he was suspicious. Like, oh, is the baby mine? And I was like, go ahead and test it. I have nothing to hide.
There you go.
If you have nothing to hide,
and if the guy is suspicious, then he can ask. If the guy is suspicious, he can ask. If still, he is not, there is no reason to bring that up and make the
because
woman
some men
seem like
don't understand that their wives cheated.